What's up, guys? This is Justin from Presidium Edge. So, I'm changing up the format just a little bit. This isn't just going to be about self-defense. Honestly, because my heart just is in several different places with this whole podcast thing. And honestly, my career is in a little bit of a different place right now. I've realized as I've been going through this, I don't want to just do self-defense. Like, I want to do all of it. Like, we're talking about preparing for emergencies, like, all of it, from active shooters to hurricanes to tornadoes to fire, because I think people need that today. I think there's a lot of buzz about, you know, gunplay and self-defense and the physical threats, but really, I think what I really want to do is just cultivate a life of personal preservation through being prepared, and self-defense and using a firearm and not using a firearm and avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation, they all play into that. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about on the podcast. If anybody wants to come on the podcast with me and let's have a discussion, about being prepared as a whole, not just with your fighting skill sets or your mental and verbal skill sets. Let's talk about all of it. Let's talk about all of it, being prepared for all of it. So yeah, just let me know what you want to talk about. This is going to be a emergency preparedness channel, and we're still going to talk a lot about self-defense and what that means. But I'm also going to talk about some things that I've been learning about being prepared for emergencies as a whole, because I think that's where my heart really is. So yeah, big things to come. With that, this is Justin from Presidium Edge signing off. We'll see y'all later. Hey there, what's up? It's Justin from Presidium Edge. How y'all doing this morning? It's a rainy, rainy, rainy Monday morning, at least here in central Kentucky where I'm at. If you're listening, we thank you for that. Appreciate everybody that listens to us. So with the wake of Florence happening on the Lower East Coast, I just had a real quick question for everybody, and I do want responses out of this, so please message me, find me on Facebook, comment there, you know, let me know. What is your go-to emergency preparedness strategy? What do you do? What is your base, your thing that you go to every single time, first and foremost? Let me know in the comments and get back to me. Stay grinding, y'all. I know it's a rainy Monday morning, but you got to stay motivated. Got to get things done. One thing I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to hop off here, and I'm getting ready to go talk to some narrators about putting my great big book, Emergencies, in audiobook form. So if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and look for that wherever audiobooks are sold. It should be within the next month or so. But yeah, just stay motivated, guys, and let me know what your go-to emergency preparedness strategy is. What's the first thing you do in any emergency? Let me know in the comments. With that, this is Justin from Presidium Edge. Have a good day, y'all.